At Kroger Pharmacy, CARE is making it easy to get vaccinated. CARE is helping you stay protected from flu, COVID, and RSV. Seasonal vaccines are available 7 days a week with evening hours. CARE is giving you a shot at staying healthy this season. Walk in whenever is best and get multiple vaccines in one visit at your local Kroger Pharmacy. So come and get the protection you need while protecting those around you. Kroger Health, a world of care, is in store. Visit Kroger.com/vaccines for more. Restrictions and exclusions apply. See site for details.
Breaking news, and this one is almost unbelievable.
Yeah, it's all about new customers at Bet365 because they get $150 in bonus bets when they bet $5. And even better, bonus bets can be used on the spread, totals, and player props.
There you have it. Bet $5 to get $150 in bonus bets. And see why it's never ordinary at Bet365.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. Terms and conditions apply.
Hello, everyone. Welcome back to the Oddity News on the Oddity News Network, a.k.a. thechairshotradio.com. My name is Dave Wirtz. As always, with me is my co-host, my partner in print. Give it up for karaoke. Yeah, also known as PC Tunney.
I do karaoke.
Tunney and I, we were hanging back last week. We felt like there was enough news going on that you didn't need any more news to your week. But we're happy to be back. And, Tunney, how was your week off?
Well, I mean, I got like 80 other shows. So, you know, I missed us. I missed us, Dave. I missed us.
I missed you.
I do karaoke. I'll get up there and belt out a few jams.
There you go.
I have two go-tos, and they're on different. When I tell you the first one, you wouldn't expect what the second one's going to be. So, Friends in Low Places.
Okay.
And Hoes and Area Codes by Ludacris.
I feel like they partner together a little bit. Friends in Low Places and Hoes in Area Codes. I mean, they're kind of like kinships, like sister cities of song.
Just stay away from them hoes in low places.
Well, I mean, chances are you want your hoes in low places, at least on your body, physically. Well, never mind. With this being the Oddity News, this is the perfect opportunity to let you know that the Oddity is all about bringing you the weird and wacky of the news within the past week or so. And what better way to start this off than with local chain, well, not local, I shouldn't say, just worldwide chain, nationwide, TGI Fridays. Tunney, have you ever been?
I've been.
Well, TGI Fridays, the restaurant chain, is experiencing a 7 case of the Mondays after filing for Chapter 11 bankruptcy last week. The chain is now contending with the expensive possibility of customers trying to redeem gift cards because their gift cards never expire. Well, the cards themselves are a liability for the company trying to sell itself out of the bankruptcy and likely unable to foot the bill for 8 figures worth of gift certificates, specifically close to $50 million, wow. Some of which date back to 2003, according to court filings. I did a double take on that, bankruptcy judge Stacy Jernigan said during the restaurant chain's Monday bankruptcy hearing in Dallas. I was imagining, you know, grandparents who got gift cards for their kids in college, and then it got thrown away. Well, TGI Fridays franchisees rely on the corporation to reimburse them for redeemed gift cards. While the chain isn't expecting all gift card holders to cash in on free burgers and fries, there's real concern among franchisees that the company will be unable to scrounge together the funds, even including the $5.9 million the company is borrowing to jumpstart its restructuring to account account for a potential influx of gift card wielding diners. Franchisees make up 122 of TGI Friday's U.S. locations, as well as 316 locations overseas. Meanwhile, the company owns 39 locations in the U.S., a strategy the private equity-owned restaurant chain employs to stay cost effective. Tony, this might be the end of TGI Fridays.
It's too bad that Flavor Flav already swooping in to help save Red Lobster and the U.S. women's water polo team. You know, I don't think there's enough room in Flavor Flav's yeah boy pocket to. I don't like these kind of places, really. I'm not a TGI Friday guy. I'm not an Olive Garden guy. I'm not a Applebee's guy. I just.
Applebee's might be one of the grossest restaurants of all time.
The only one of the ones that are kind of like these, you know, big chain, kind of not fast food, but kind of fucking sit down fast food, is that I liked was Ruby Tuesdays because they had a great salad bar.
Oh, no, I don't like Ruby Tuesdays. They lost me a while back. And also, they copy Red Lobster's Cheddar Bay Biscuits, but they're like, definitely worse.
What about
TGI Fridays used to be good. It's fallen off. And I'll go to Olive Garden, but I'm not ordering anything but soup, salad, and breadsticks.
That's okay.
Me. That's what's worth it.
What about the bottomless fries at Red Robin?
I despise Red Robin.
Okay.
I think they're gross.
Well,
sorry.
They're all gone anyway. They're all gone. Red Robin, Ruby Tuesdays, they're all gone. Around here, at least.
Red Robin. Bummer.
Yuck. Have you ever accidentally put something in your pocket, walked out of the store, and forgot to pay for it? Well, people are sharing their interesting takes after accidentally shoplifting. Obviously, people can have many different motivations for shoplifting, and due to current inflation, a big one is simply that some people can't afford the things they need. According to a recent survey from LendingTree, 1 in 5 people admitted to shoplifting, and over 90% of recent shoplifters blame the economy. Recently, an anonymous Quora user admitted they accidentally stole an item from Walmart and are wondering what to do about it. They haven't said how much the item is valued at. All we know is it was small enough to fit inside their pocket. I accidentally put something in my pocket and forgot to scan it and pay for it. Can I go back and tell someone and pay for it? They are now asking the advice of other people, and here is what the people are saying. I did this once at a big box store. I got my card out to the car and realized I had rung up a certain food item. I can't remember exactly what it was, but I think it was worth around $3. I went back into the store and told customer service employee working the self-checkout area where I'd been that I had accidentally forgotten to pay for this item and like to do so now. She looked at me like I was crazy and proceeded to get 2 other employees who all then treated me like dirt. I was spoken to and treated like I had intentionally stolen from their store. I ended up paying for it, and although I am glad I did the right thing and would do it again, I can see why people may not bother if they were treated the same disrespectful manner that I experienced. Another person chimes in, I had this happen to me in Walmart as well. I had bought a pair of shoes and other items for an overseas trip. When I got home, I noticed a small item was in one of the shoes. I checked my receipt and saw it wasn't on it. I didn't have time to go back to the store, so I sent a letter of explanation and a check to cover the item, plus the 7% sales tax, and mailed it to the store. When I returned from my trip, I found a letter from the manager thanking for my honesty, my check, and a gift card. I was astonished. I got one more for you. Definitely you can go back. I've done this myself, and I went back to pay for it because I am a karma freak. You'll have a few people who think you're stupid for being honest, but then you'll have people who will be shocked and appreciative of your honesty. Don't get me wrong, I don't think everyone who doesn't go back is a bad person or dishonest. The energy it takes to physically go back sometimes simply isn't worth the good karma points, lol. If I had the energy and intended to purchase the item and had the money for it, I'd likely sleep better if I did the right thing, especially if my children are with me to witness it. Great point there. This happened to me last year. I went grocery shopping. And I always take the 2-tiered cart, and then in the front of it, there's that little basket underneath the handle.
Oh, yeah.
So I buy the pods for laundry detergent, and I put that little, like, container in that front thing there, all right? So I always use self-checkout. When I get to the self-checkout, I go around to the front of my cart and unload it, right? I get out to the car. This is a Sunday morning. And I get everything in, and I look at thing, and I go, I did not pay for that. And I thought for a second and I went, the Packers play today. If I don't go in and pay for this, they're definitely going to lose. Guess what? I went back in and paid for it, and the Packers still lost.
Lost?
Yeah, they still lost. Yeah. So,
I think I am good for that 2 to 3 times a year.
Uh-oh.
Now, here's my reasoning.
Tell it to the judge. Tell it to the judge, Dave.
This happens all the time when I go into gas stations because I grab a can of something, usually an energy drink, from the fridge. And I don't like having that can on my hands. Like, that's cold. So I put it in my pocket, and then I go and pay. Now, I will say, I always go back and pay for it. I have never not done that. I've never walked out. And in fact, I've had many times where I catch myself at the register, or even, like, once I go out into the car, because I usually go reach for my keys in my pockets anyways, but that happens to me 2 to 3 times a year, depending on how fast I need to move.
There you go.
All right. Swedish tabloid Expressen has revealed Wednesday that government officials have been ensuring in advance that all places frequented by gender equality minister Paulina Brandberg are free of bananas due to the minister's strong phobia of the yellow fruit. In several emails seen by Expressen and described and quoted from in its report, Brandberg's staff specifically asks for any bananas to be removed before official visits. Paulina Brandberg has been labeling these as strong allergy to bananas, so it'd be appreciated that there are no bananas in the area where she will be staying, states one of the emails from the ministry addressed to the Norwegian judicial agency ahead of a VIP lunch, which was met with a positive response. Here's the thing, though. That is not to be the case. Brandberg's office did not immediately respond to Politico's request for the comment. Another email from Brandberg's team sent to a county administrative board said that, quote, no bananas are allowed on the premises. In yet another advanced warning, her staff told Swedish Parliament Speaker Andreas Norlin that there should be, quote, no traces of bananas in the spaces Brandberg would be during a meeting. The minister herself admitted to having a phobia of bananas in several posts on X in 2020, which appear to have been deleted after the news broke this week. Brandberg wrote, I have a phobia of bananas, in one post on September 11th, 2020, while in another post on August 6th, 2020, she said that it is, quote, one of the world's craziest phobias. Bananaphobia is not a common ailment and therefore is not classified officially, but fears of food are categorized as specific isolated phobias according to the International Classification of Diseases. What's the one fruit that you just don't fuck with there, Tunny?
Can you do me a favor? Can you go to Paulina Brandberg's Wikipedia page?
Is it bananas?
I want you to just pull it up.
Oh no. Oh no. I'm afraid.
Are you there? Paulina Brandberg.
I am.
What's the second sentence?
Oh, has a fear of bananas. Yeah, that's great.
I just put that in there.
Oh, very good. Very good. I was so confused for a second. I thought you were going to change her. Should absolutely change her profile, like the picture on there, to bananas, because that would be
great. No, this is so much better. This is perfect, because it just reads. To start, her Wikipedia biography reads, Paulina Brandberg, born 11 November 1983, is a Swedish politician for the Liberals. She has a fear of bananas. Since 18 October 2022, she is the Minister of Equality in the Ulf Christensen cabinet. That is the first paragraph now.
So good. So good.
You're welcome, people.
Did you add at the bottom? In 2020, Brandberg posted on Twitter that she has a phobia of bananas.
No, I didn't.
In 2024.
That was already there, but I feel like people need to get that great news right away when they go into her page.
Absolutely. So good.
My contribution.
So good.
My contribution to society. Let's take a trip in the Wayback Machine before we take a commercial break. How's that sound, Dave?
Love it.
The Bennington Evening Banner. This is from December 15th of 1906. A monster animal fish was seen in Lake Champlain opposite Chase L. Parish's on Wednesday, November 28th, by Lewis Wilkinson, the Port Henry ferryman. Wilkinson states that the supposed shark was from 25 to 30 feet in length and made great speed in the water. The monster has been seen several times opposite Port Henry, also at other places, and apparently has great strength. Sailors have been frightened of late by the sight of this monster following their vessels. As the creature appears to be able to exit and partly out of the water, it may be a more dangerous prodigy than is generally supposed, Middlebury Register reports. Fortunately, no members of the Twilight Boat Club are in camp and exposed to the ravages of the monster.
Dun, dun, dun,
I know a great way to keep monsters like this away, and that's to head on over to prowrestlingtees.com/thechairshot and pick yourself up a Chairshot t-shirt. There's nothing monsters hate more than the sight of you wearing a Chairshot t-shirt. It could be long sleeve, it could be a tank top, even a hoodie. Get it in soft style. That's prowrestlingtees.com/thechairshot. When we return, more ridiculousness.
Why should you visit thechairshot.com? Thechairshot.com is your home for hard-hitting reviews, news, opinion, and analysis with attitude. Why? Because you're smarter than the average fan. Thechairshot.com. Always use your head.
Four people in Southern California were arrested and accused of insurance fraud after they claimed their cars were trashed by a bear. In actuality, that bear was someone in a bear costume, officials said Wednesday. The so-called bear was claimed to have entered and damaged a 2010 Rolls-Royce Ghost on January 8th while it was parked at Lake Arrowhead in the San Bernardino Mountains northeast of Los Angeles, the California Department of Insurance said. Video was submitted to the insurance company that alleged to show the animal entering the car. It's one of those added ones, you son of a...
You lucky guy.
I hate when they...
I hate those two. There's nothing you can do about it. You'll find it. I have faith in you, my friend.
There it is. All right, I got... Upon further scrutiny of the video, the investigation determined the bear was actually a person in a bear costume, the insurance department said in a statement. The group also submitted claims for damage to two other cars, a 2015 Mercedes G63 AMG and a 2022 Mercedes E350. Again with video and again with someone in a bear suit. Ruben Tamrazian, oh my God, that came way too close to Armen Tanzarian. Ruben Tamrazian, 26, Ararat Chirknirnyan, 39, and Vahe Meradak Hanyan, 32, all of Glendale, as well as Alfia Zuckerman, 39, of Valley Village, were arrested on charges of insurance fraud and conspiracy. A spokesperson for the San Bernardino County District Attorney's Office said that charges have been submitted against the four people arrested and that the cases are under review for a decision on charges. It was not clear whether any of the four had attorneys who could speak on their behalf Wednesday night. Phone numbers for them could not be found. The scam cost insurance companies $141,839, and the bear costume with brown fur, a head shaped like a bear, paws, and metal hands, metal hand tools to simulate claw marks, was found in the suspect's home, officials said. Video of these damages showed what appeared to be minor groove marks on seats and the interior that were intended to pass for claw marks. Investigators also showed the videos to a biologist from the California Department of Fish and Wildlife, who opined it was clearly a human in a bear suit, said the insurance department. Oh, God, that is awesome.
Yeah, I mean, unspeakable and unbearable.
At Kroger Pharmacy, CARE is making it easy to get vaccinated. CARE is helping you stay protected from flu, COVID, and RSV. Seasonal vaccines are available 7 days a week with evening hours. CARE is giving you a shot at staying healthy this season. Walk in whenever is best and get multiple vaccines in one visit at your local Kroger Pharmacy. So come and get the protection you need while protecting those around you. Kroger Health, a world of care, is in store. Visit Kroger.com/vaccines for more. Restrictions and exclusions apply. See site for details.
Breaking news, and this one is almost unbelievable.
Yeah, it's all about new customers at Bet365 because they get $150 in bonus bets when they bet $5. And even better, bonus bets can be used on the spread, totals, and player props.
There you have it. Bet $5 to get $150 in bonus bets. And see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. Terms and conditions apply.
Boo.
I couldn't think of anything else.
At least take a picture. Make it a Kodiak moment.
Oh, there you go. Did you really need to call in experts to figure out that this is a dude in a bear suit if you had it on video?
Well, they didn't even say they had a torso. It was just like they had arms, a head, and metal claws.
If people like this only use their powers for good instead of evil, right?
Womp womp.
20-year-old says he pretended not to notice neighbor during walk, then she told his mom. A 20-year-old man says that he pretended not to notice his neighbor because he didn't want to get sucked into a long talk, but then got ratted out to his mom. I'm an introvert, so I don't like stopping to talk to my neighbors if they're also out for a walk, he added. Noting that he prefers to either wave or say a quick hello and continue on my walk. However, the man said that one of his neighbors, let's call her Rita, could be difficult to deal with. She's an older woman, possibly mid to late 70s, and she has a bit of a main character syndrome, he explained. Rita is one of those old-fashioned people that feels like they're entitled to a full conversation with people while they're out walking, meaning a quick hello is unacceptable to her. While out on a walk one day, the man said he saw his neighbor sitting on her porch, but he pretended I didn't notice her and kept walking. However, she passed her house. He heard the sound of someone yelling. When he took one of his earbuds, he said he could hear Rita call out, I'm telling your mother about this. But he added, I thought she was just being dramatic and continued on my walk. However, when he got home, he found out that his neighbor had actually called his mother and complained about him. Though he said that his mother was on his side, she did tell him that she should apologize to her just to keep the peace. I mean, I don't like people like this either. I don't hate getting caught up in shithole conversations. Like, I avoid people at work just for this main reason.
I have no problem just walking right by someone. In fact, I probably walk faster so that way I can turn around, say like, hey, and then keep walking. That's at least I've acknowledged them at that point. But I talk to too many people in a given day for work. I don't want to talk to more people on my free time.
Well, that's the worst, too. Like, you're on your break or something and someone wants to bother you. It's like, dude, I get fucking 10 minutes. Can you just leave me the fuck alone for 10 fucking minutes?
Oh, my God. That happens all the time. I have the latest lunch break of all time. I take a lunch at 2 o'clock at a school district. So it's like virtually the end of the day. But the number of times that someone comes in for coffee and then they want to talk to me about something, it's like, I'm trying to eat this half a Subway sandwich for the love of God. It's not even good. Just let me finish it.
Oh, man.
More than 10,000 North Korean troops have been deployed to Russia in efforts to help support the nation with their attack on Ukraine. Here's the thing. It is being reported that the North Korean soldiers have been given unfiltered access to the internet and are supposedly, quote, gorging on pornography.
Yep.
And according to Seoul's defense ministry, more than 10,000 North Korean soldiers have arrived in Russia. And the war began in 2014, which had now escalated in 2022 when Russia invaded Ukraine, becoming a deadlier conflict, one of the deadliest conflicts since World War II. A spokesperson for the U.S. Department of Defense responded after the claims concerning North Korea's soldiers' internet habits gained traction. Major Charlie Dietz said he was unable to verify any North Korean internet habits or virtual extracurriculars in Russia. But as for internet access, that's a question best directed to Moscow. Right now, our attention remains on supporting Ukraine, though it is stated that a usually reliable source has been had given that information that the North Korean soldiers have deployed to Russia and have unfettered access, gorging on pornography. Ah, what a great day to be a North Korean man, I guess.
I've heard about this happening in other places that just got internet for the first time and things of that nature, and it drains on their society is how addicting it is. It reminded me of the Family Guy where Quagmire didn't know that there was porn on the internet and he's at the bar.
What day is it?
Yeah. He's got that one, his right arm is just huge.
Jacked.
Oh man. Yeah. Yeah. It's not the first time this has happened.
North Korean's internet is heavily regulated and is mostly consists of political propaganda and scientific information. So you could imagine why someone would be so excited to see something other than that.
Boobies.
Well, that's what National Geographic is for.
All right. Controversy caused at lookalike contest. Timothy Chalamet sparks chaos showing up at his own lookalike contest. The Wonka star has sparked pandemonium among screaming fans in New York by showing up to his own lookalike contest. Competitors at the event told Daily Mail the Dune actor arrived unexpectedly, triggering insane scenes as the New York Police Department moved in to dispense crazed admirers. At least one Chalamet doppelganger was dragged away in handcuffs from Washington Square Park on Sunday afternoon as the crowd screamed, "Let him go!" It was really funny, like a spectacle, bystander Megan Stahl, 33, told Daily Mail. The people filming it and the people reacting to the cops became another layer of spectacle. It was just absurd. Fans traveled from as far as St. Louis, Missouri and Rivers Falls, Wisconsin for the opportunity to snag a $50 prize for the best doppelganger, but they got more than they bargained for. Competitor Noah Wild, 23, said the contest was ranked by crowd vote with people shouting for their favorite Chalamet. He told Daily Mail the crowd was thick when police swooped in to try to disperse the young people. They pushed one kid and they started yelling, like, "Why the fuck would you push me?" and made a little circle, he said. They ended up getting arrested, but the drama was far from over, and stunned fans were shocked when the real actor showed up unannounced. Then the actual Timothy Chalamet showed up and gave the winner a hug. It was insane, Wild said. Nij Borges, 34, also attended the contest in Lower Manhattan. She described the scenes to Daily Mail as chaotic and intense, with people passionately screaming as they voted for their favorite Chalamet. After the cops move in, members of the competition moved over to Mercer Playground, where they launched a speed dating session with female admirers. The contest was widely advertised in New York City earlier in the month. Chalamet is best known for playing the protagonist in hit movies like Call Me By Your Name, Dune, and Wonka. He did not win his own lookalike contest either.
It's a shame, really.
It's a Chalamet shame. It's a Chalamet shame. Shame Lamet.
Chalamet, am I right?
I guess so.
I don't think I would do well anywhere. I think I honestly have the like most distinguishable face, I guess, because I don't look like anyone. The closest I've ever gotten is Charlie Day, but I wouldn't even give myself that much.
I don't really know anybody that looks like a celebrity.
Oh, there's definitely like people I know that look like other people.
Yeah.
But nothing to like the exact doppelganger like account. But yeah, I get it.
Craziness.
All right, but coming up, this is honestly, Tony, I'm very surprised you didn't use this one because this is just one of the best stories of the week by a long shot.
Give us one more.
But toy company Mattel appears to have made a mistake with the release of new dolls inspired by the upcoming hit stage play turned film. Users on social media were the first to draw attention to a misprinting on the doll's packaging, a website link which was supposed to send customers to the movie's official website, wickedmovie.com. However, the website listed on the box is missing that important word of movie. And typing the one posted on the package into Google will take you to something not safe for work. Users would be directed to an adult website asking for their 18 plus verification. According to Deadline, the site is owned by independent adult film company Wicked Pictures. The company, founded in 1993, is where famous adult film star Jenna Jameson first got her start. According to the Washington Post, the company was a minor focal point in the New York criminal case of Donald Trump, since it was the same company that sponsored a celebrity golf tournament where he met Stormy Daniels. The typo appears to be on multiple characters' boxes, including those of Elphaba and Flyero. Users online have posted images and videos detailing that error. Mattel responded to the reports of the misprint, releasing a statement saying it plans to immediately address the mistake. Mattel was made aware of a misprint on the packaging of the Mattel Wicked Collection dolls, primarily sold in the U.S., which intended to direct consumers to the official WickedMovie.com landing page, the statement said. We deeply regret this unfortunate error and are taking immediate action to remedy this. Parents are advised that the misprinted incorrect website is not appropriate for children. Consumers who already have the product are advised to discard that product packaging or obscure the link and may contact Mattel customer service for further information. The dolls have already been removed from sale at Target, one of the leading retail partners on the Universal movie. Mattel produced the Mattel produced line with the incorrect website address is in the process of being pulled from shelves at Walmart, Macy's, Kohl's, Best Buy, DSW, Amazon.com, and other retailers. Wicked retells the classic story of the Wizard of Oz from the perspective of the Wicked Witch of the West, shedding light on the relationship between all of the characters in the play. After its Los Angeles premieres Saturday, the movie will hit theaters November 22nd. Again, Tony, I am baffled. I'm shocked. And honestly, I'm pleased that you didn't take, because who wouldn't want to talk about Wicked?
I am looking forward to seeing the movie. I heard they were just going to put stickers over the box, over the thing with the right website. I'm like, oh, the kid can still pick the sticker off.
Yeah, that's not advised at all.
No.
Well, with that, this does conclude another edition of the Oddity News here on the Oddity News Network, also known as thechairshotradio.com. Please, like, subscribe, paint a picture of myself and Tunney reading the newspapers, and put us in whatever type of precarious positions you want us to. We're fine with that. We like getting weird. Clearly, we talked about how we missed each other. And, you know, yeah, like, we're thankfully our internets aren't restricted like North Korea's is. So it wasn't that big of a deal. But for PC Tunney, My name is Dave Wirtz. This has been the Oddity News. Please keep that news ridiculous.
TheChairShot.com. Always use your head.
At Kroger Pharmacy, CARE is making it easy to get vaccinated. CARE is helping you stay protected from flu, COVID, and RSV. Seasonal vaccines are available 7 days a week with evening hours. CARE is giving you a shot at staying healthy this season. Walk in whenever is best and get multiple vaccines in one visit at your local Kroger Pharmacy. So come and get the protection you need while protecting those around you. Kroger Health, a world of care, is in store. Visit Kroger.com/vaccines for more. Restrictions and exclusions apply. See site for details.
Breaking news coming in from Bet365, where every nail-biting overtime win, breakaway, pick six, three-point shot, underdog win, buzzer beater, shootout, walk-off, and absolutely every play in between is amazing. From football to basketball and hockey to baseball, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio.